Did you know that the average woman during the course of their lifetime will swallow about 1.8 kilograms of lipstick?
Ignition sequence start. 10.
We'll do it live.
9.
We'll do it live.
6.
Oh, there's dust in this studio.
4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Fasten your seatbelts. Secure your Red Bulls. Turn up the volume. It's time to lift the roller door on Bowen's Garage. Here's your host, Chris Bowen.
Yes, hello, Chris Bowen here. Welcome back to the podcast. Wow, that's a fascinating bit of trivia there at the start. Lipstick, isn't it? Isn't it made from whale blubber or something? I don't know. Anyway, obviously, I haven't been here for about 2 or 3, maybe even 2.5 months because there are things in motion, like the wheels are turning and the cogs are in motion and the cows are coming home to roost. Cows don't roost. I've got hens. They roost. Look, there's things going on at the garage and it's all good, okay? You'll find out a little bit more about that in just a moment. I've been driving cars this week, which probably comes as no surprise to you, including the Genesis G80, which is obviously a relatively unknown vehicle here in Australia. And in fact, you may not even know what I'm talking about. Genesis is Hyundai's luxury brand. And wow, the G80 I popped in during the course of the last 7 days was phenomenal. I can tell you that. There's an area on the website that we call Living with Bowen. Now, that's not regarding my family. That's regarding a car. Outside the 7-day loan, sometimes we do longer term loans. And on this occasion, I'll be talking to you about the Toyota Prius iTech, which we've had for almost 2 months now and have been living with it day in, day out. It's a good little car. I've got to hand it that. And, you know, I like to stay at the coalface and grounded. The Nissan X-Trail TI has been facelifted about 25,000 times since it was released in around 2013, 2014, and it passed through the garage during the week, so I'll have news on that. But I think I need to cease talking because there's another voice who wants to join this podcast. So let's get into it. Well, as I mentioned, I mean, you know, the podcast has come a long way and a lot of effort has gone into it. But basically, I took some leave because, frankly, I don't like talking to myself. I need company. I need friends. I need support. I need my ego stroked. And there's no better person to do that than a person who understands and gets the media in general, because she's a former colleague of mine. Yes, that's right. We're fulfilling our quota here at Bowen's Garage by introducing a woman, Brooke Richards. Welcome to the program.
Hello, thank you. I don't know why I'm here.
It's good because you're a woman and it's 2021 and it's all about 50-50 quota here.
I love that you could have just gone down to your local super cheap auto, sweet talked the guy behind the counter, said, "Hey, mate, you know, I do this little podcast, you know, want to come and join me?" He probably knows like something about cars. I know nothing about cars. There's a barrel. My name was at the bottom of it.
Couple of things. I won't be going to Super Chief or to sweet talk any bloke. Sure. But look, no, I think you're here just to add a bit of extra flair, a bit of fun, a bit of excitement, because in general, talking about cars is pretty boring to the majority of the audience. So let's just see how it all goes. What do you reckon?
Look, I'm a little bit concerned how you say, let's just see how it all goes, because that sounds quite flippant, like my career at Bowen's Garage could just end and terminate any second.
We're 4 minutes in and you're already on shaky ground. Don't worry about that. You know what it's like.
You're right. One step up, I'm gone.
Exactly. All right. Well, Brooke, it's a pleasure to welcome you to the podcast. And look, I look forward to the next hour or so and the journey that we're going to embark on.
Love a journey.
You're listening to Daddy on the Bowen's Garage podcast.
Thanks, Henry. Now, look, admittedly, we're doing this over a very vast distance, and you may be able to hear in the background that Brooke has the dogs barking. What's going on?
So, actually, I'm freaking out because I live in this complex, and it's quite
complex. It's complex. A gated complex.
I know. It's quite complex. And I'm surrounded by 70-year-old, 80-year-old retirees who their lawns are like they clip them with scissors and you're only allowed to have dogs if you get permission. I think you're only allowed one dog. I've got two and I just rocked up. I've not even asked for permission. And my Jack Russell is just going ape.
The thing is, I mean, all dogs bark for a reason. Is there an intruder on site? I mean, are you concerned?
Oh, look. There's probably like a 75-year-old golfing pro riding around in his golf cart. I'm dead set the only one that doesn't have a golf buggy in my garage.
Oh, electric golf buggy.
They hate me.
Oh, I love electric. You know what? This is a great segue because we're about to talk about a car that's partly electric. It's not a golf cart. It's a Toyota Prius. The Toyota Prius, it's copped a bad rap over the years, don't you reckon, Brooke? I mean, it is a weird-looking machine that is clearly aimed at those who tend to lean to the left and is frowned upon by anyone who enjoys driving.
I haven't driven a Prius and I feel like I can't offer too much. The temptation is there. But, you know, and I want to be kind to the environment. I feel like that's something I would like to do.
Yes.
But you tell me more about your experience with the Prius, Bowen.
Well, Brooke, the Prius is all about saving fuel, obviously, but it's not a completely electric car. And I'll just let you know, I've been living with this 2020 Toyota Prius iTech for 2 months, right? Okay. It's the flagship in the range. So it has a little battery on board, right? Which supplements the petrol engine. You could literally drive it probably from Sydney to Melbourne on one tank. Which is pretty good.
How does it work? Because I think that as a chick, I think, what is it? The battery cuts out when you reach like 80Ks or something.
Yeah, like it's like a game, basically. I mean, the engine acts as a generator and it sends power back to the battery. And then when the battery is sufficiently charged, you can coast along just using electric power. That simplifies it a bit because there's all different conditions that you drive under. But in general, adding that battery basically gives you an extended range because, yes, you can cruise along in silence, but then when you need a bit more power, you use the petrol engine. It's a game that just goes back and forth, back and forth. The brakes, for example, there's a lot of kinetic energy in brakes. It saps that otherwise wasted energy and also puts that back into the battery. So hybrids, they've been around since the 90s. That's nothing new, but the Prius in particular just has always had a bad name amongst motoring enthusiasts.
Yeah, I'm with you. I get it. Tell me about the room. I want to know about the spaciness of it.
Look, I mean, it's not an overly big car, right? It's a four-door kind of hatchback-style vehicle. If you were to have a family with a couple of kids, I don't think it'd cut the mustard. This is more of a, you know, you're green and you want to save trees and the climate and all that sort of thing. Yeah. Just to you get from A to B. But the problem with the this particular model is it's very expensive. It's $45,000.
Wow.
$350,000 before on roads. And that's a lot of money. And you know what? This problem is reoccurring, not just with hybrids, but as we, you know, move on, there's a march happening towards electric cars, fully electric cars. Yeah. They're all so expensive, so expensive at the moment. There's a fully electric car called the Hyundai Kona. So that we had that for a few months as well. But it at one point was the most expensive Hyundai you could buy, even though it was one of the smallest. So, you know, they've got a long way to go to, you know, persuade customers.
Yeah. That's all I've got. Like, but actually, having said that, I am curious. Does it come with a, like, do you actually just plug it in or you take the battery out?
Well. No. So, I mean, a hybrid, there's a hybrid, and then you have what's called a plug-in hybrid. Some cars have this, where you come home, you plug it into the wall, and then it generates, say, 30 Ks of range the next day. Pretty handy if your commute's only 15 Ks each way.
Yeah.
You may only be using electricity in terms of propelling your vehicle. But in most instances, well, certainly wouldn't suit me. I'm 60 Ks into the city from where I live. And then you've got, you know, your fully electric car. Tesla basically still have the most range. You're going to spend a lot of money to get into a thing like a Tesla Model S. That'll get you about 500 Ks. The other thing is charging infrastructure, Brooke. I mean, you've got to be able to charge these cars. You've got to go on a road trip. Where are you going to charge these frigging things?
I know there's one at Coffs Harbour.
There you go. There is at the Big Banana, as a matter of fact.
I didn't know where in Coffs Harbour it was.
I've been there. It's up the top there, the Big Banana. We drove a Tesla from Brisbane to Adelaide just to prove that you can, because they've got their supercharger network up and down the East Coast and all that sort of thing. But all the other electric cars which are coming online now cannot charge via the Tesla network. They're locked out of it. That's right. That's exactly right. But I think they'll reverse that at one point because they can probably make money from it.
Yeah.
The rest of the electric cars, you know, that you have these days rely on, I mean, you see them in shopping centres now, maybe one or two spots here and there to charge as you're doing
that's
shopping.
Fancy.
Yeah, very much shopping. So. Well, most people who buy these cars too will probably install a wall unit at home, which charges them a bit more quick, over 7 hours. But if I was to charge a Tesla, for example, from my domestic power point, which I could because it has an adapter, it'd take about 24 hours. So, you know, they're like mobile phones. You come home at night and you put it on the charger. It's as simple as that. And then the next morning, away you go. It's the future, Brooke, and it's coming. All right. Are you ready for the electric future? Golf carts everywhere. I tell you what. Anyway, the Prius, if you want to check it out on barnesgarage.com.au, we're now into like week 6 or something. I'm not even sure if it's going back soon. It should be. But I'm happy to hang on to the keys.
Send it my way and I'll fit in with the rest of them.
I'm not sending it anywhere, okay? All right. I'm very – let me just say this. It's going to take at least 28 podcasts before you even get a look in when it comes to, you know, driving a press car. This is the Barnes Garage Podcast and I'm joined by – I'm not going to call you co-host yet, but I'm joined by Brooke Richards. Now, Brooke, I mean, you know, it's fairly obvious already that you just know nothing about the world of cars and motoring. And I assume that also extends to other areas, including, you know, very simple things like changing a tyre.
Can't do it. Don't know how. Never been shown. And to be honest, I feel like these days, and like I live in a regional area, but still these days, if that did happen to me, if say I blew a tire or whatever happens when that happens, I feel like I could just ring NRMA, which I belong to. And, you know, between here and work, which is what, about 60 Ks, about the same as you.
Oh, really? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. I feel like I'd flag someone down, you know, regional area, country people, they'd come and help me or, you know, just buzz NRMA, they come out, fix it, you know. I feel like the time that I would spend for someone to show me that, which would be significant time because I'm not the brightest spark when it comes to cars, obviously.
This is
why you chose me to be part of this podcast, right?
Well, that's exactly right. Absolutely. look, the NRMA, they're a great institution. They really are. But that's kind of – if you ring the NRMA for a flat tyre, it's kind of like ringing Triple O because you've got an itchy back and requesting an ambulance. There are things you need to learn. What sort of car do you drive? What have you got?
I drive a Kia Sportage. It's an SUV.
How old is it?
It's 2018.
Mm-hmm.
It's the is something GT or something on it.
The GT line. Top of the range. Yeah.
So I don't really know what any of the buttons do.
Mm.
My 15-year-old always goes, go sport mode, Mum, go sport mode. Yeah, so
they've all got sport mode.
Yeah.
It's just useless.
And I live and work around town, so there is absolutely no reason to go sport mode, I feel.
I always go to sport mode. It just gives it a bit more perk, you know.
Just backing out of the driveway, whacking in sport.
Backing out of the driveway, just put it straight in sport. So just, you know, in your little SUV, you can just get a hurry along over that 60
Ks. My neighbours would hate me. You know, I have to do 20 Ks an hour in my little complex.
Inside your gated compound, really?
Yep. Compound. I have to do 20 Ks an hour.
Do they enforce it?
Well, yes, there's signs. And one time, I'm quite sensible driving, but one time this man did that motion where you know, he's waving his arm down to slow me down.
He's up.
I thought, mate, I've just dropped my kids off at school. I'm not, you know, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. And I thought he was joking, but he was actually serious.
No, they take it seriously. I don't understand how you qualified to get in there. I mean, was it over 50s or what happened? Because you're not 50.
I'm the youngest person in the complex, and I'm not young.
Yeah, right. Okay. There used to be, when I worked at another place, there was a good shortcut through one of these places, right? You'd get around a couple of traffic lights by just storming through there. And yeah, like one, you know, they were just filthy. But yeah. Back to changing tyres. Do you know if it's got its own, like, does it have a full size tyre in the back? I mean, have you looked?
No. Where in the back would this tyre? It exists somewhere in the boot, doesn't it?
Yeah, look at it. Well, hopefully it does. Look, I'm pretty sure from memory in the boot of the Sportage there is a full-size spare. It might be a steel version of your wheels because I know the GT line, you know, has those really fancy mag wheels on it.
Yeah.
So it might be a spare wheel. More and more, Brooke, these days, they're putting these things in called space savers. So the wheel looks like something off a motorbike. And you can only travel at about 80 Ks an hour and you basically need to go straight to the tyre shop to replace it. I actually had that happen to me a couple of weeks ago on one of the vehicles I was driving. I had a flat and you go in, you have a look and you just look at it and go, like it's about...
Can you change a tyre?
It's 5 centimetres wide and looks like a bike tyre.
Can you change a tyre?
Yeah, it's very, very simple. I mean, they want to make life easy for you, Brooke. But
I'm scared of the jack and everything. Like, I wouldn't know what to do.
There's instructions. So on the jack, there's probably instructions. You get the jack out, you put it underneath the car. There's usually a little sort of dedicated spot where you do place it, and then you just start winding that thing up, winding and winding. I'll tell you what, though, before you do that, it's important to undo the nuts because you don't want to do – the nuts once the car is in the air, because you do face the risk of crushing yourself, basically.
From the nuts.
That's exactly right. So that's obviously beyond you. That's rather unfortunate, Brooke. I would have expected a lot more.
Yeah, no.
I'll tell you one more story about flat tires. There's also, I mean, some sports cars, like, what was it, the Renault Megane Cup trophy thing, whatever it was, they come with what they call a tire inflation kit. So I scored a puncture on the M2, pulled over, just like, okay, I've got to replace this. I look at the, you know, in the boot and there's this tire inflation kit. So what that does is you plug it into your cigarette lighter in the car and there's like a compressor that pumps in like a tire glue. It's like glue. It's white.
Way.
And inflates the tire and hopefully fills the hole. It's a temporary option until you obviously, you know, can move on and get a new tire. The thing just failed epically for me. It didn't work.
Did you get anywhere?
The white stuff went everywhere, and one of the M2 trucks had to take me away in a state of condition with that thing. It's a lost art.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, I'm going to venture into my boot.
Into your boot, yep.
Yep, and I'm going to – I feel like this is a learning curve for me. I feel like this is my life calling. Maybe the universe put me on this show with you because it wants me to be more practical with my vehicle. So I'm going to go. I'm going to take a photo.
Good.
I'm going to find that spare tire.
Great. Do it. You find it tomorrow. You learn how to do it. And you know what? Pass that knowledge on to your kids because it's a lost art. Can you drive a manual just before we move on?
I have another story about that. Yes, I can.
Hello. Yes, keep going.
It's a story for another day. But yes, I can drive a manual.
This is good. So if you can complete that for me, you already know how to drive a manual, and then you learn how to change a tire. I mean, the world, you could do anything.
My oyster.
Exactly.
There'll be no crushed nuts here.
No crushed nuts. This is the Balance Garage podcast, and I'm joined by a person on the other end who I know well, Brooke Richards. Now, Brooke, you're quite a stylish young lass. Are you fooled? Are you into your sort of designer clothes and the finer things in life? Or are you just a bogan up there and wherever you live in your, in your mission?
It's all a facade, I can tell you. But do you know what? I saw this. You sent me this rundown.
Yeah.
And I saw this car. I don't want to ruin it for you, you know, in a second. Mm. But I was like, ooh, what's that fancy car?
Oh, it's loaded. It's really loaded.
And it's the smoothest looking Hyundai that I've seen.
Hyundai are trying. Well, actually, the brand, it is made by Hyundai, essentially. But their luxury brand is called Genesis. And, they, you know, a Genesis driver would just hate anyone calling it a Hyundai because it's certainly a notch above.
Oh, sorry, I've made a mistake.
No, that's fine. I mean, it's like, you know, when you see a Lexus, I mean, that's essentially Toyota's luxury arm. You know, we've got the same sort of deal going on here. This thing is called the 2021 Genesis G80. Wow. It's their flagship. It's kind of like one of those hire cars that you see going to and from the casino to the airport.
Yep.
It's designed to mix it up with the best from Germany, like BMW and Mercedes-Benz. It's a really large sedan, so there's lots of space for the people in the rear, which, you know, most people will probably get this car for because they want to be chauffeured around. It has, like, entertainment screens in the two back headrests, which are integrated.
That's not what got me about this car.
What was it?
You wrote it on our rundown and I was instantly attracted to the vehicle.
Really? Was it the massage?
The massage seats.
Oh, my God. It's the thing about the massage system on the Genesis G80 is, like, there's some great massaging seats out there. Like, this is not something new, Brooke. It's been going on for a bit.
Well, this is to me.
In the higher-end cars. This one, incidentally, costs about $100,000 before on roads.
Wow.
So, yes, there's a massage function, which I eventually found. It's you just sort of, you know, maneuver your hand down to the side of the seat and start prodding around and you find this button. It's not really like a vibrating sort of pulsating sensation. It just sort of moves the seat underneath you and behind you, just up a bit and then down a bit and then up a bit and then down a bit again.
You know what? You've never been to a nail salon, have you? Sure. I liken it to that because, you know, when you go in, you sit in these seats and then they press the button and then kind of shaking there a little bit. But this sounds a lot softer, and obviously they don't want people being shaken around while they're driving a vehicle.
Well, this is right. I mean, you know, you don't want to go too far. You don't want to lull the driver into a state of, you know, falling asleep, basically. But, you know, I do enjoy a good prod from a seat. And it does that particularly well. I've been in some luxury vehicles where...
you're going to say something else then.
Yeah. You can, apart from the massage, it also blows pleasant fragrance at you. And you can choose from a number of different fragrances, like BMW, for example. It's amazing. You can have, like, you know, fresh forest green or, you know, Chanel number, whatever it is.
No way. See, this is a whole new world for me.
Some pretty crazy shit out there, Brooke, let me tell you. But, yeah, look, the Genesis is just this beautiful luxury sedan that just floats along. I've driven a Rolls-Royce, Brooke, and let me tell you, this thing almost feels as good as a Rolls-Royce in the way it drives. It's got air suspension, which means you're just on cloud nine as you waft along. It's really good. It's got sport mode too. I know we spoke about that earlier. You know what that does, the sport mode?
I've got no idea. It's just a button on my car. I actually have no idea what it does.
It does nothing in the Kia, trust me. But with this, it tightens up those airbags, the suspension. So you've got a bit, it's a bit like firmer, which allows you to go through corners with a bit more surety. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Instead of just, you know, because this thing feels like a lounge chair on wheels.
Yeah.
It's also four-wheel drive, which is great. Not that you're going to go off-road.
No. Why would they do that then?
Well, it's like, I mean, Audi have a system called Quattro. It's better to have all four wheels have the ability to have power sent to them than not. You know, if you want to break into a bank or something and then have a quick getaway, you use an Audi. And that's why you keep seeing them in the news, because they're very, very good at getting away. And look, because they handle, like, what they do is they make you look like Lewis Hamilton, even though you're probably just like some gangster dope escaping the scene of some crime. Now, it's the range topper. It's got a big twin turbo V6, 279 kilowatts of power, 530 newton meters of torque. I know that means nothing to you, Brooke, but it means that this very heavy chunk of metal and aluminium goes quite quick, off the mark.
Yeah.
And I love quick cars, Brooke. And if they can blend it with luxury, well, I'm all in. What about you?
You had me at massage seats is all I'm saying.
Well, there you go. I mean, so the Genesis G80, it's got you written all over it. You'd probably be one for the back seat. And also the sound system. Oh, my God, the sound system.
No, I do like a good sound system. I like good technology in my car.
This would have to be probably one of the best I've ever heard. It has all these like different modes. You can it has an effect as if you're in the audience. It then has a what they call a reference effect, which is what the artist intended you to hear originally. Or there's a on stage effect. So I was playing Enter Sandman by Metallica, and it's like you're on stage with them. Seriously, the drums are there over to your right, the vocalist is there in the center, the bass is coming over your left shoulder. It's like 3D sound. It's mind blowing.
My 9 to 5 Dolly Parton karaoke would be amazing in that car.
Oh, my. Yeah. Look, it's the most fun you can have sitting down in a car.
Well, combine that with the massage seats and I'm in heaven.
I could just imagine. Anyway, look, you can read all about that when I finally publish the article, which probably will be soon. Not that time references makes any sense in podcasts, but it's the 2021 Genesis G80. The one I'm driving starts at $99,900. And it's a really, really spectacular effort.
Are you drinking Red Bull right now? That's terrible. You can't drink Red Bull at night, man. Doesn't your heart pound when you drink it?
No, it doesn't. Oh, well, I'm on heart medication, so
you can't feel a thing.
I know. Gillian keeps telling me to just stop it. I should. Like, seriously, I found, because it's very expensive having a Red Bull habit. That Audi sell, their equivalent, it's like 79 cents a can instead of $4. So I go down to Audi and get, 24 of them at a time.
How many do you drink a day?
Oh, fuck. Oh, I could do like 5 or 6.
No.
No, seriously. It's not good, eh? I've replaced.
What time do you go to bed at night?
Everything that was bad for me.
Replaced it with Red Bull.
Yeah. Yeah, I sort of go to bed at midnight, so which is probably no surprise. Yeah. But
midnight. That's an early night.
I don't have to get up. What time do you go to sleep?
Mate.
Are we on air?
You should be recording. I go to bed at like 8.
Okay.
Okay.
Why?
Well, I get up early and I just feel like that's not, I've got my little slippers on, my kids are in bed. I'm even too tired to watch Netflix. I just can't. I've eaten, my belly's full, I'm in a little happy place.
I feel like you should value those moments though.
At night?
I like my time post 8 o'clock. It means I don't have to deal with Henry. I have to deal with, Gillian. She'll listen to this a later date.
Have you heard of romance?
I don't need to get in the shit for something. You know what I mean?
What do you do?
I'm back into The Sopranos, one of the great shows of all time. Yeah, I'm watching that again.
Yeah.
I kind of got stuck in a bit of a PlayStation situation over the last few months or so.
What, you're playing some kid in Germany at 10 o'clock at night?
Oh, man, it's so weird, Brooke. It really is. Like, the only track I race around is Bathurst, okay? And what's the game called? Gran Turismo Sport. And that's when all the good ones come online, all overseas. And, like, I know the course. My reception was held in the middle of Mount Panorama. I'm well-versed with the course. So I win a lot, Brooke. I win a lot. So I'm in there just doing that, winning a race, and then I'll go back to the Sopranos, watch that, then maybe do another race, find out if that prick from Germany's back again or, you know, the dumbass from Denmark.
I want to know who beats you.
Yeah, some of them just take it way too serious. See, the problem is
some of them take it way too serious.
No, but some do. Like, some have steering wheels, for example. I'm using a little controller, right? You know, with my little thumbs, which have got permanent, like,
dents. You've had 16 Red Bulls by now. You were just going crazy. Anyway,
I'm just there, my little thumbs.
You have blisters on your thumbs?
And they've got, I get those sometimes. And I do.
Not from the game.
Got a couple of blisters, actually. It's not good. You know what? I went through a – this is interesting, Brooke, because it's just all come flooding back. I was waking up each morning with, like, sore joints in my fingers, and I thought, oh, here we go. I'm 40. Arthritis is setting in. It's the friggin' PlayStation.
That's called gamer.
No, I took a break one night. Fingers were fine. The next day, no problems at all. I was recovered. Like, I even bought Pain Away spray. I was just spraying stuff on it, you know. So that's what I do at night. I mean, my whole life's a jerk, as you know, Brooke, and I just do this stuff during the day, and then at night I just zone out and just, you know.
Turn into a 16-year-old again.
Now, Brooke, I want to talk to you about another issue that's not really just, you know, completely exposing my hermit life, and that is traveling with the kids and pets in your vehicle. Oh. Take me down the road with your kids and your pets.
Oh, look, I really want to love getting in the car and it being a really nice experience. Like, I want to put my music on and have the kids join me and, you know, and have the dogs not just climbing around like slobber everywhere. And
sorry, two dogs? Or one dog?
Yeah, no, two.
Two.
And because it's only me driving, I just don't get to enjoy it. It's just, I want to bang my head against the steering wheel every time I get in a vehicle with them.
Yeah. Look, it's one of the drawbacks of being a parent, I guess.
And a pet owner.
I sort of went into parenting thinking, oh, it's easy. They're just advanced pets, really. It'd be fine. It's a bit more than that. But when you combine the two, I mean, they say not to work with kids and pets, but to drive around with them, wow.
I know.
It can be a punish. I've got an English Springer Spaniel. His name is Sam. And we used to take, like, because my in-laws are in Bathurst, we used to take him.
Was the journey?
He loved it. Like, he's a weird, he's a failed police dog, like he really is. He was he was being trained to be a sniffer dog, and, like, he's just dumb. He's got, like, he'll just sit there for the entire trip and not move. Which is fine. But I've noticed since we've had Henry almost 4 years ago that he doesn't come along anymore. We bring Henry and the dog gets left behind. Okay. But you do both.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, always. So my daughter is very, like, avid dog lover.
Right,
so
okay. We
go down to visit my parents and they're about 3 hours away. So the dogs come with us, both dogs.
Yeah.
Both children, both dogs.
Wow. Sometimes, like, you know, I mean, you pull up at a set of lights and you look at someone's dog who's sitting in the front seat, like with its head out the window. Are they doing that or?
Yeah, no. So they're in the back of the Kia. They're in the, like, the boot bit.
When they're in the boot where the tire might be. Yeah.
Well, who knows?
We don't know until tomorrow.
But the border collie, so there's a border collie, and he's a very pretty dog, but I'm not sure there's much going on upstairs.
Yeah, okay. That's unusual for a border collie. They're one of the smartest dogs.
I know. So he tries to, like, hurl himself out of the vehicle at trucks or buses.
Yeah.
loves a truck wheel or a bus wheel, like, just loves it.
Just loves it. Just wants to get at it. Don't you have to, like, restrain animals? I remember we had, like, a harness, I think, for Sam, which went through the seatbelt.
Don't dob me in. Do you have to have in the back of the car, of the vehicle, though?
I don't have the laws at hand. I just think it's more of a, like if you have a prang at, say, 60 k's an hour, you don't want your border collie flying through the front windscreen.
Yeah. So that happened to my parents, actually. They had a German Shepherd back in the 60s, and Dad had a – yeah, I know. Dad had a Prang, and the German Shepherd's nose got caught in between the dashboard and the windscreen to pry it out.
You know what? I was – because Sam's got this lump on him. It's not cancerous, but eventually it's going to kill him, I feel. Anyway, and we're not going to pay for the vet bill. If he suffers, I'll put him down, all right? I don't care. Anyway, so, I mean, like, German Shepherds, I grew up with a couple. That I want to get one. It won't happen because – my wife doesn't see them as a good thing. But German Shepherds at one point were actually banned in Australia because, you know, they're viewed as vicious, horrible.
Yeah, that's
They are, basically.
I got bitten by one. I nearly lost my eye.
They're pretty brutal. That's why law enforcement use them. But they're also very loyal. So if you're trying, like, I'm going to get one, I'm just going to, like, pull rank and get one eventually when Sam dies of his lump that I'm not going to pay for. And I'll train it and he'll be loyal and he'll be a great watchdog. And, you know, you just got to watch him around kids. That's all.
Yeah. Well, it bit my eye. It bit me. Yeah. This is a story for another day.
Okay.
Yes. I started a dog washing business when I was 8 and it lasted one dog.
Wow. Bit in the eye.
Yeah.
I was wondering why I always had that weird look. All right. Well, that's how you get around with your pets and kids. Look, just two final things. Fasten the seatbelts on the animals.
Okay.
And just give the kids iPads. Simple. All right?
All right. Done.
Well, let's get back to cars momentarily if we can. I know you've got your Sportage, which is an SUV. People love their SUVs, Brooke. You know, about 25 years ago, there wasn't really any SUVs around, full stop. They just weren't around. I think the Toyota RAV4 was one of the first.
That changed, changed things, didn't it?
Game changer. Like, people love the elevated height. They love the fact that they have better vision. And, you know, they just seem to think they can go a bit further than what normal cars can do, you know, in terms of maybe a bit of off-road or camping or something like that. They're soft off-roaders. One of the big ones in Australia has always been the Nissan X-Trail. Now, the Nissan X-Trail used to be a pretty rugged four-wheel drive vehicle, like a proper four-wheel drive vehicle. But around 2013, they changed it into a, you know, soccer mum's car, which is
perfect.
Fine.
Love a mum's car.
Absolutely. I'm just fine with that. That's what the market wants, and that's what Nissan delivered, the Nissan X-Trail. I've had the top of the range pass through the garage, the TI model. Now, look, this is a really – it's a pretty decent SUV. Once you jump in it, I was instantly impressed. It's got seats that aren't real leather. It's not real leather. They say there's leather elements, but mainly synthetic. But it still feels real and it looks real.
I don't care.
Which is good. Exactly. Yeah. It's got heated and front seats, which you might have that on your Sportage.
I do.
GT line.
I do.
Does it do the steering wheel as well?
No. Does this do the steering wheel?
There you go. Yes, it does. It does the steering wheel, which is fantastic. Cars these days are almost an extension of your smart device, your phone, right? So you want Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Are you an Apple person?
Yes.
Do you use CarPlay?
Do you know what? I only just started using CarPlay. I've had this car for a couple of years. And I only just started using CarPlay about 6 weeks ago. My daughter had to show me, my 15-year-old.
Wow. You are just a geriatric.
I know.
What are you doing? No, I mean, you know.
It's Apple, a quiet life I lead, sure.
Yeah, I've heard. Apple CarPlay is great because it just gives you a couple of familiar little icons on the screen. Like, it's not the sort of thing where you just open up and, you know, type something on Facebook. It's more you can see messages, you can talk to it, you can request songs, whatever. It's good.
That's right.
And same for Android Auto for those people who buy other phones, you know, which is all good. The problem with the Nissan X-Trail is that it is very old. So when they make a car, it's like a new generation car. In this instance, it's the third generation of the Nissan X-Trail. There's a fourth generation coming out next year, which will be completely different. So this one's been around since 2013, and what they do is they keep facelifting it like the Kardashians. They just, you know, facelift, little updates here, bit of a tummy tuck, all that sort of thing. Exactly. Yeah. Gave it Apple CarPlay. And just, you know, modified the front end so it looks a bit more bold and up to 2021 standards. So underneath, basically the same car, but convincing enough to get in and potentially attract a few buyers. It doesn't get too many. It's quite far down the rung on SUV sales in general. But look, if you want to invest your money in an X-Trail, there's nothing wrong with them. They're durable, they're comfortable, they're safe. This one's $45,695 before on roads. You can also select four-wheel drive if you want, or you can have front-wheel drive. There's a diesel option as well.
Does it have sport mode? It's
got a sport mode. Yes. It does. Oh, yes. Does it? Let me think. Sport mode. Maybe it doesn't. You know what, Brooke? It doesn't. It's got this thing. It's got this thing, right? Jeez, you're going to learn so much. It's got this thing called a continuously variable transmission, right? So it's not a typical gearbox. So when you floor it, and I do a lot of that, it just goes. Like that. There's no
when
gears.
I floor it out of my garage in reverse. Yeah. That's the sound I'm going to hear.
Only when you're going forward. You know, it's when you.
I can't floor it in reverse.
There's no gears. It's like one gear. It's not really one gear. It's hard to explain to someone like you, Brooke. Really, it really is. In fact,
you've lost me. You've lost me.
I had your hello, but I lost you at the CVT transmission.
As soon as you said transmission, I was like, oh.
Out the window.
Yeah.
Look, anyway, they use that type of system for fuel economy reasons, and this one averages 8.3 litres per 100 from its 2.5 litre four-cylinder engine. Lots of technology, Brooke. And if you're going to get a car, you need to focus on the safety technology these days. Things like, and these things are really, really good, intelligent emergency braking. So that basically means if you're about to run up the back of someone, it'll stop for you very, very late. Like, it stops very, very late. I've had it happen twice, I think. And it's surprising how quickly modern-day cars can actually stop. And another thing with people driving vehicles and being in a situation where you may be about to have a collision, most people don't apply adequate brake pressure because, you know, your reaction time's not good. You're not Jamie Wincup or something like that.
Yeah.
So it has a system which basically knows that you've taken your foot off the throttle quicker than usual and applied it to the brake and goes, oh, shit, there's obviously something going on here, and jams the brakes on really, really hard. So, you know, you need to look out for those sorts of things. There's also, you know, it's got pedestrian detection, cyclist detection, so it doesn't, you know, run over someone, come around a corner and accidentally, you know, flatten a cyclist.
Yeah,
all that sort of stuff is just great, all right? Just if you're going to buy a new car, make sure it's got good safety tech, and also make sure it's not some sort of option you need to pay for, because it should be just compulsory, like airbags, you know, and things like that. So, you know, they've done well. It's on the way out, the Nissan X-Trail.
New one next year, though.
New one next year. So I gave that a 79 out of 100, all right?
Did you?
That's the Nissan X-Trail. And I look forward to driving the new one in the not-too-distant future. So it's been a big couple of years, Brooke, in terms of the world and a pandemic, which you're probably aware of, even in your
compound. You know, I do turn on the TV occasionally.
Watch the media. The COVID. Look, because of what I do, I was flying around the world. Like, I probably flew around the world more than some astronauts. Like, it was just relentless. I had been going overseas every 2 or 3 weeks at one point. Let alone the domestic trips in between. And then, of course, last year it all fell apart and we can't fly. And that's still pretty much the case. Yep. So, and I'm happy to be home. I got sick of traveling because most of the world's shit, really. I mean, it is. Have you been to America?
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Not a fan. You know, it's good to see the novelty things like New York.
Go
to Vegas for a little while maybe. But the rest of it's just junk. It's all junk. That's
Have you been to Fiji though? Fiji's good.
Yes, did. And can I just tell you a story?
Yeah, okay.
Well, if you want to tell your story first, let me know.
No, I want to hear your Fiji story. I love a good Fijian story. I do.
Took Gillian along before we were married, and obviously the plan was to propose. The plan was to propose during the trip. Now, Brooke, I don't know if you've ever had being chronically ill from food poisoning, but gee whiz.
No.
Now, oh, geez, it was bad. We stayed on the main island at a place, which I can't remember now, but about 6 or 7 or 8 weeks prior, there'd been a cyclone because they get them regularly. It was a bad one, this one. So there'd been a bit of problem with power and things like that. So the kitchen wasn't operating properly. So they had sort of outdoor style, what do they call it, Bay Area?
Bay Marie's,
that's it, Bay Marie's. So that's how, you know, dinner, lunch and breakfast was being served. And look, it looked fantastic. The food was great. It's just obviously there was a refrigeration issue. And like this thing went through the village or the accommodation like you wouldn't believe. I have never been as sick as that. And the funny thing was Gillian at about 10 o'clock at night got up just to, you know, she straight at the toilet, all sorts of dramas. And I'll just sit there, go, I've got to wave it again. Because I don't ever get sick for some reason. I just don't get sick. I'll probably have COVID in the next 2 weeks now, but I don't generally get sick. Right. So I'm sort of, I'll just have to look after her. It's fine. 2 hours later, bang, it hit me. We were seriously, I thought I was going to die. And so did she. We still had a couple of days to go because there was no way we'd be able to get on a plane. We ended up like on the veranda with this beautiful view and having cleaners come in and just going, what the fuck? What has happened? You know, and the first sign of something awry happened a couple of days before when we're in this lovely little restaurant they had, and this person has just run out and just vomited everywhere. And I'm like, look at that bloke. And obviously he may have been like, you know, super spreader number one. I don't know.
Could have been.
It was, just, you know, sitting around drinking kava out of the same cup is just not a good idea, okay?
Not anyway.
So I proposed to her in like a
swing. Were you well when you proposed?
We're coming out of it. So I was running out of time too. So I just had to do it. You know, we were in one of those, you know, swinging chair things between two trees and I said, let's roll.
Let's toilet roll.
Let's do it. Exactly. So, yeah. Anyway, so we're not traveling overseas. The road trip, Brooke. I want to talk to you about the good old Aussie road trip.
Oh, I remember doing it with Mum and Dad on the old Pacific Highway, you know, through Bulla Dealer when it was one way each way. And I was sitting in the back. There was three of us in the back. And I just remember it being so, so painful. And these days I limit my time in the car, which is terrible because I have two children and a couple of puppos, also known as doggos. And I just, I would love to do it if I wasn't the only driver.
Yeah.
And there's so many nice places to see, right? And I live in regional Australia, so I know that I should get out there more. I just think I need to make more of an effort to keep everybody sort of happy.
Yeah.
If you've got any tips, is there an email address you have, Bowen?
Look, do have an email address. If you want to email me directly, and now I'm acting as some sort of ambassador for Tourism Australia, just go to chris@bowensgarage.com.au and pose that question. Yeah, look, I was like, going up the North Coast was the go, wasn't it? I mean, you'd get on the freeway and then you'd hit sort of Hexham area where they had that oak milk factory. Do you remember? You stop in there for a bit of milk. That's like burnt down or something now. I think it's closed.
What and, did you get to stop? No, mate. Dad just being blazing through.
Yeah. Some people do that, eh? They just go, no one's going to get there. Okay, don't worry about all
my kids now. Mate, if you need to go to the toilet, you do it now before we get in the car. I'm not stopping. And they know. Like there's fear there in their eyes. Like, okay, now it's okay.
Jesus.
I just don't want to stop. I'm just blinkers on, get there.
Just get there. Get there.
No need to whine. Just get there.
No, I'm a meanderer. I like stopping, twin servos on the F3. And then hit something up at Hexham or whatever.
Yeah, and then you do the interchange at Port.
Oh yeah, like
probably, you know,
I don't do the bypasses. I go straight through Kempsey. I just, you know, I want to see the KFC. I just want to see everything, you know, off the beaten track, Brooke. You got to keep these local economies alive. I know that. Look, driving from Sydney to Brisbane is now just about all dual carriageway, isn't it, I think?
Yes, it is.
Well, yeah, because they fixed that bit up around Maxville.
The Queensland border now is dual carriageway.
Well, there you go. I mean, that took a long, long time, and obviously it had to because it was very, very dangerous. I just don't understand, though, why everyone – I know, like, the Easter weekend and during the summer period around Christmas and New Year,
yeah,
everyone leaves at the same time, and it takes, like, 16 hours to get near Gosford, let alone the rest of the trip. I just – I can't sit in traffic queues, so you need to go outside of peak hours. That's just my policy.
Yeah.
I don't – and how are you with caravan parks? Camping even.
Yeah. Look, I
Versace Gold Coast, that's you.
I want to like camping. I really do. Because I see where I live is quite a tourist place, and I see a lot of people camping and in vans and stuff. And one day I would like to get a van, I think.
Yeah.
But I just don't want to be that whinging, annoying mole that just complains about mozzies and, you know, not being able to sleep in my bed. And, like, I really want to like it, and I love the smell of a barbecue.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, like, I do, but, jeez, I'd just be – I would annoy myself by whinging.
Look, I'm fully with you. Our last little holiday was to a caravan park up on the Central Coast of New South Wales. But
you can get what's the foot thing in the showers?
Oh, the foot thing what's in the showers. Called?
You know when you get the itchy thing, the fungus on your foot.
Oh yeah, like it's not tinnitus. Is it?
Yeah,
tinnitus?
Yes.
Tinea. Tinnitus is ringing in the ears. Yeah. No. Just before you go on, all right, there were public toilet, like, amenities, communal.
Oh, you've gone fancy.
But there was, like, cabins. So you had your own self-contained.
Yeah, you've gone fancy, yeah.
Exactly. But you walk out the back where they have the lots where people park and there's power. Mate, some of the caravans, like, you see these people in these huge trucks or caravans towing Suzuki, you know, jimneys. Or Vitaras, so they can get around town. That's serious commitment. Like, it really is. I'm just not up for a chat, Brooke, with other people because they get out and, you know, they've obviously got a neighbour which is only about 3 or 4 metres away, and they just chew the fat about where they've been and maybe swap stickers. No. I've been to Broome. I've been to Broken Hill. Let's do a swap, and all that sort of thing.
No, yeah, no, I'm 100%. I do not want to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. I purposely go to the shops looking like a hobo. Just so people will avoid me.
What about people?
I do. I do not care. I don't want to talk to you. I'm here just to get my sweet potato and go home.
I understand. Brooke, look, knowing you as long as I have, that's just no surprise, all right?
You just get it.
Could you just imagine? I mean, what about when you're driving behind one of those people and they've got their UHF channel, like get me on channel 10?
Like, yeah, it's like Bob and Sally, you know?
That's right, eh? You just love to get on and just go, like, pricks. Fucking move. Like, I want to get a CB radio. It's like the oldest form of communication outside of Morse code, I think.
So they're on their own channel, right, which is what, yeah, right.
Yeah, okay. It's and just radio.
People can tune in when they're driving past them and say, hey, Bob and Sal, it's, you know, and Trev. Good luck.
Looks like your right rear tyre needs some air or something like that. Or, you know,
you're the Suzuki Jimny, by the way.
Yeah, you're stuffed because the satellite dish has fallen off and you can't get Foxtel to the next destination. But, yeah, no, I love that sort of stuff, but I'll never take part in it.
No.
I just love witnessing it.
Does Bowen's Garage, do you do like caravan reviews?
Nah, look, I mean, you know, it's early days in terms of what I'm doing, especially with you. But some days, Brooke, I've got 6 cars here, and at the moment, that's pretty much doing my head in. And I don't need to add any other vehicles to my repertoire. Yeah, I just don't need it.
Do you think I could, I don't know much about cars.
Yeah, I've noticed.
Do you think I could drive a camper van or not? Just rule that out right now.
Look,
do they have sport mode?
They don't have. I don't think most of them have Apple CarPlay. I can tell you that.
Really?
And I don't know where the spare tire is. I don't think I've driven one. To be honest, I've never driven one.
Well, I think that's a challenge.
Here is our challenge.
I would like to review a camper van.
We will get a camper van and drive it from where we live to where you live, and we will park in your gated compound.
As long as you don't park on the grass, we get in trouble for that.
That's exactly right. Just before we go, there's also like another type of caravaner, and it's, you know, it's the type where your parents have still got their marbles at about 80 or 85 and they like to come to your place and just stay. So yep. they're at the front yep. in their little thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would hate that. In fact, I wouldn't allow it. I just wouldn't allow it.
They're using your power. They're probably using water. Oh, they're suckers.
Yeah, exactly.
Or, and especially if they don't have a toilet in the van at 2 o'clock in the morning, your dad's coming in to use your bathroom.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you just don't want that sort of stuff. No. Anyway, all right, good conversation, Brooke. Great chat. It's been really, really good. Well, there we go. We've covered a lot of territory, Brooke. I think it started off slow, and then in the mid part, I could feel that you perked up a bit, and you've just come home on fire.
Really? I felt you lost me at about three quarters of the way through when you said transmission, and I was like, oh, man.
I checked it out. The transmission of the Nissan X-Trail. No, it was good, and I think we'll make more use of you as we continue along this little adventure called bowensgarage.com.au. I'll give it a little plug on the radio as well tomorrow on the 2SM Super Radio Network.
I love 2SM. I did my work experience so there good. When I was 14 or 13.
13 did you?
14, 15.
What about that joint? Like, you know, all the like, there's carpet all over the poles and the roof. Did you ever notice that? There's like really weird.
I don't think I ventured to the roof.
The carpet was taken from Sydney's first Crown Star Casino. There was one, like a temporary one, at Darling Harbour until they built the new one. Yeah, and the carpet's from there because the owner, Bill Corrales, who's a recluse, but he owns a lot of radio stations.
Yeah.
It was just his style. And now they've got the great John Laws on in the morning. He's just a fantastic broadcaster. Johnny Boy still doing his best. So, I'll give it a plug there. So, Brooke, look, have a good week. I hope everything goes well for you, obviously. And I think
we're going to chat tomorrow because I'm going to send you a photo of my tyre, my spare tyre.
That's right.
You need to not the one around my waist, but the one in the back of my car.
Right. Okay. Well, when daylight dawns there, go straight. I need to know. Send me a picture. We'll put it on the Facebook page. And then we may even teach you how to change the tyre. That'll be the next podcast, potentially. So, Brooke, thanks for joining me.
B-Dog, nice work.
Thanks, Jeffy. All right. Normal programming will resume right after this podcast. Until next time, I'm Chris Bowen. That was Brooke Richards. Good luck and goodbye.